Up to 15,000 workers at the country's largest healthcare provider have been underpaid for 7 years. Healthcare New Zealand provides nursing, disability, mental health and rehabilitation services nationwide and is the latest employer to have underpaid workers due to the complexity of the Holidays Act. Other workplaces who've been tripped up by the Act include police, which underpaid 15,000 employees, around $40 million, and schools around the country. The government plans to overhaul the law early next year. Healthcare NZ says up to three quarters of its 20,000 workforce could be out of pocket, primarily those working variable hours, which includes 15,000 community support workers. Some may have been overpaid. Chief Executive Josephine Gagan says the company is in the process of contacting all current and former employees. She is with us now. Tēnā koe, Josephine.
Morena, Catherine. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is very big for you, I'm sure. And can you explain how it came to light and when?
In around 2018, we did contract a review of our payroll system, which found no issues. And then subsequent to that, a year later, one of our staff went to a payroll conference and went back and rechecked the review and escalated that potentially there could be a problem with the way we were accruing holiday pay. And that is how it came about.
So it began, so at the point you knew you had a problem or you knew you hadn't been complying, when did you discover that or when had you finalised that?
That was late last year, in October, November of last year. So as a consequence of that, we employed some external experts to do a full audit and review of our payroll system, which is incredibly complex given the number of staff that we employ and the very variable hours that they work.
So it's taken 6 months to do that review and to get to some certainty of what you think you owe to whom?
At this stage, where we're up to is we're contacting all of our current and previous staff, which is around 20,000, and we're asking them to register with us, and we're doing an analysis on each and individual person to see whether they have been underpaid or overpaid or paid correctly. So there'll be a mixture of all of those scenarios in that 20,000.
Do you have a sense of how this happened? I'm hearing the complexity, and obviously you have a complex workforce because you're just not, it's not 40-hour week salaries.
Yes.
But can you give us an indication of where things went wrong, not just for you, but actually for other organisations?
Yes, I can try. I don't profess to be a payroll expert, but perhaps if I give you an example, if someone has worked 20 hours per week, and they accrue those hours on all of the hours that they've worked, and then by the end of the 12 months, their balance would be 80 hours, which is equivalent to, as the Holidays Act, of 4 weeks pay. In the next 12 months, if they work, say, 40 hours per week, then their annual leave balance should also increase to now be 160 hours. And where we have made the underpayment, if you like, or a difference in the balance is when they've come to take their leave of 40 hours for 1 week, We've paid them the 40 hours, but we've also taken off their leave balance 40 hours, when in fact what the Holidays Act says is we should have only taken 20 hours of leave off their balance. Now, that's a very simple, very straightforward scenario of 20 hours versus 40 hours, and the scenarios we have are staff working very different and variable hours, moving up and down. And so then you start getting into when they take leave, looking at their average earnings for a particular week, either the previous 4 weeks or the previous 12 months. So as I say, it is a reasonably complex area.
What you need to do is smooth in order to determine what their leave rights are, instead of just deducting the number of days leave they take. All right.
Yes.
And there's any number of variations on that across all these different
staff. Yeah.
This potentially affects 15,000 staff, you think?
It does, yes. We anticipate that around 15,000 people will be affected.
Goes back how far?
There's a requirement to go back 6 years.
A legal requirement to go back 6 years?
I understand, yes.
So potentially people could have been affected before that, but you're not required to investigate that?
No.
So what figure do you currently have on what it's going to cost to compensate workers who've been underpaid since 2014?
At this stage, we don't have that figure. We believe it will be several million dollars. We are just in the process of contacting our staff and trying to understand what category they're in, if they've been overpaid or underpaid, or paid accurately. And then the next stage will be to quantify that amount. So we hope to complete the process within the next 6 months, which I understand comparatively is reasonably quick. And so we've got a dedicated team who are focused on this issue. So we are hoping that we can quantify the issue reasonably quickly.
What about those who've been overpaid? Are you going to ask them to pay it back?
We're not, no.
So if we're into many millions of dollars, where's that money going to come from?
Well, it will be paid out over a series of months. And so, you know, we'll have to look at how we manage our cash flow and whether we can manage that within our means or whether we'll have to look at some external debt funding. We're not sure at this stage.
Are you primarily Ministry of Health funded?
Yes, and District Health Board, all the District Health Boards and ACC.
Are you expecting any kind of assistance from them with the shortfall?
We're not.
Could some workers have been underpaid by thousands potentially?
I don't believe so. Given the level of pay in terms of what a support worker generally earns, and often it'll just be small numbers of cents that it will be out. So I don't believe that, you know, someone asked me, you know, am I going to get $20,000? I said, no, I don't believe that will be the case. It probably will, you know, vary from $50 or $100 to several hundred dollars.
Right. Now, of course, given the sector you're in, you've got a lot of care workers who are foreign nationals. Mm. Have some returned home?
Some will have, and we do have a system for that. We are contacting everybody primarily by email, which obviously we can still do, to be able to pay them if they are have returned home. They will need a New Zealand bank account. However, we will look at it on a case-by-case basis and try and accommodate people if they don't have a New Zealand bank account.
What will prevent this happening again? First, within your own systems, have you made changes?
We are in the process of making changes. I mean, I think everyone would agree that the current legislation is impossibly complex. However, in terms of our own systems, we will have to look at how we manage leave balances much more carefully. So So when staff are working with reduced hours, then we will have to let them know that their leave balance will be reducing. And equally, if they are working additional hours, then their leave balances will be increasing.
Do you believe the Act as it is optimal? I mean, clearly you found out now what you were doing wrong, but
yes.
Others have been caught.
Yes.
Does the Act make sense, even if it's complicated?
Not at all. Not at all. What our practice was the hours that you worked, for every hour that you worked, you accrued your annual leave. So then when you came to take that leave, you know, regardless of what hours you were currently working, we paid you the hours that you took as leave, and we took that off your balance. But the Holidays Act, that is not what my understanding of the Holidays Act. It looks at weeks rather than hours, and I think that is the problem that.
So it doesn't reflect the very variable working hours of many workers.
Not at all, no.
All right, Josephine, thanks very much for that. Josephine Gagan is Chief Executive of Healthcare New Zealand.